Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. The drive is live. They also had the audacity to try to win some tickets. They did not, but go ahead.
Yeah, we have 4 minutes left. Where's Reggie got to go?
Reggie,
he's in a hurry or what?
Well, I started up the next conversation I had, I felt like I would be digging into your segment. I didn't want to do all that.
Well, yeah, you get to talking about what we watch. We might push the clock there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to be a good employee. Honestly, trust. I want to know
Fair.
More.
Yeah, I bet you do. We'll tell you off here.
I'm going to be that raw dog in the drive.
Yeah, that's rich yeah. for you. That's rich for you. And if that is being played, then it must mean Tyler Milner is taking over.
What up, boys? How we doing?
I see him in there. A little burgundy action going on. T. Mill in the building.
That's maroon, but I feel you.
All right, yeah. Sorry.
You know I had
You're
to
right.
crack.
That's on me. That's on me. Yes, welcome into the drive. Thirsty Thursday. Come on out again. Buffalo Wild Wings Tom Ball. Have a good time. Win some prizes. Come hang out with us. Get you some good food and drinks. And you can be in the building. At any moment here, folks, we will be joined by Texans defensive lineman Mario Edwards Jr. I know you know his father pretty well.
Rio, 1-5, baby, 1-5.
Played with him. He'll join us. And we're excited to talk to him because he is the Texans Salute to Service Award nominee, which is great for him. And we can't wait to talk to him about a little bit of that, and as well as what the team is looking like with a must-win game coming up against the Jags.
While we're waiting on Mario Edwards, can we go ahead and just give a quick shout-out to Santiago, Chris Santiago, the producer that, he's with us when Tyler's out. He absolutely kills it. He's been with the nightly show here, Area 45,
does a
tremendous, tremendous job, does a lot on game day. I never hardly see him, but I get the emails of him back there, you know, grinding away with the different audios and the play-by-plays. And, man, I saw him last night. We talked about the Hogs basketball team.
Where the hell's he going?
We talked about the Hogs basketball team. He didn't even tell me he was bouncing.
Well, to be clear, and I want to co-sign what you're saying, Clint, Santiago's a badass. I love that dude. But to be clear, Santiago isn't, at this point anyway, necessarily leaving us. He's going to be here at Sports Radio 610. He'll still be doing game day stuff, highlights for the Texans and whatnot. He's just going to be departing from his job with Area 45 on the late night show.
Okay, well, I hate that for them boys on Area 45. They're going to lose the talent, but I'm glad he's still in the building. I'm glad he's still part of the Sports Radio 610 team.
Yes, sir.
Big Santiago, I see you, man.
Damn, man. You remember when Chris had his the hell with it moment with him and Patrick? That was great.
They were fighting about the WNBA.
That was great, man. Yeah. Chris Santiago said, "You know what the hell with this? I'm done." Chris, whatever that radio persona that Chris had been doing on all of them shows, that went out the window. We met Chris Santiago when he came out.
He sounded like the big voice guy down at Treasures, and all of a sudden he said, "The hell with it."
Hey, candy to the stage.
My man said, "Wait just a damn minute. Patrick, hold on.
Quit screaming at me
or
something.
Stop yelling at me. that was fantastic. He will be missed on Area 45 But no, man. Yeah, I missed that last night. You can see the send-off. It's on Sports Radio 610 on our Twitter page and social media. You can check that out.
We can't be sending people off if they're just changing duties within the building. Hell, I thought he was done.
They're not going to hear him anymore. I mean, the folks area, the listeners of Late Nights on Area 45.
Hell, you had Santiago. You had me feeling sorry for you, man. Like I was going to miss you or something. Your ass ain't going nowhere.
They were used to him every night, damn it.
All right.
They used to him every night. Again, like I said, we'll be waiting to hear from Mario Edwards Jr. While we are waiting here, let me give you a bit of an update here on the injury situation. It is Thursday, so it's an important day. A little bit better than that Houston Astros injury report that we were able to see yesterday, where they had about 10, 11 guys that didn't practice, it seemed like. But here it is today, returning to practice, Clint Will Anderson Jr. with that quad issue. That's a big one. Nick Chubb with that foot issue. Big to have him back in the fold as well, especially because Damian Pierce didn't practice today. And then Denico Autry, who has the knee, he returned to practice as well. Here are the ones that we really need to look at. We know C.J. Stroud and Fairbairn did not practice. They have been declared out of this game from the head coach. But Jalen Petrie, Titus Howard, both of those guys with those concussions, they did not practice for a second straight day. And another one, Clint, here, Ed Ingram, with the knee issue, he did not practice for a second straight day as well. So those are concerns there, Clint. A lot of concerns right there when you look at this thing getting more serious. If you didn't practice on Wednesday and Thursday with just kind of the walkthrough day tomorrow before they get ready for the Jags. But Petrie, Titus Howard, Ed Ingram, those three are really big right now.
Yeah, the Petrie one I think is the concern here for the Texans. I mean, because this secondary has been you know hit with injuries as well as when what's his name got cut, Gardner Johnson or whatever the hell his name was when he got cut, that hurt. Jimmy Ward, you know, gets injured and arrested a couple of times. That hurts.
And he's not back yet, not ready to get back yet.
Right. And so, the safety position is already, you're thin there. And then you look at the coverage defender position, and you've got Jalen Smith out, who, hell, I was hoping to see him play. You got Jalen Smith out. You got Jalen Petrie looking to be out. So, I mean, you're thin. You're great at the top with Kamari Lassiter and Darius Stingley Jr., but who's going to be that nickel defender? Miles Bryant, more than likely, but who's going to be that nickel defender, and where's your depth going to come from if you do indeed have trouble throughout the game? And so that's the real concern for me, Ron, is the secondary across the board, corners, safeties, and nickel defenders against a team in Jacksonville that I know they've ran it well this year, but, I mean, if you look at Liam Cohen, you know, most places he's been, they've slung it around the park. I mean, they've been able to sling it around the park. So I wonder if this is one of those times when he looks at the secondary and goes, we may not be able to get them boys outside, but we can damn sure work the safeties and damn sure work the nickel defender if they're down to depth players there.
Well, it was something that Sean Payton was seeing. There was in the last game, it was something Sean Payton was seeing because it seemed like the game plan was not to run the football, and the Denver Broncos are one of the best running teams in the league.
Yeah.
And they were having success early, but it was clear he was trying to take advantage down the field. And to be honest with you, there were many opportunities that Bo Nix just missed.
Well, Ron, that's been the case all year. I mean, that is D'Amico. We talked about this with D'Amico's defense. When you choose to apply the pressure that D'Amico applies, there's going to be open receivers down the field sometimes. They're betting on getting the pressure on the quarterback and the quarterback not being able to make the throw, which is we've seen it time and time again with this particular defense.
We saw it last year.
It happens all the time. And so that's just part of this defense. And the thing is, you know, you're going to bet big money that D'Amico's guys get home. And they have over, you know, two, 3 years, going on 3 years now. So that's just the style of defense that they're playing, and it works. It works in a big way.
And I think there's also amount to with the comfort of, well, I don't know if Trevor's going to be the guy that just keeps hitting them. I don't know if Trevor's going to be he feels like he'd be much more closer to Bo Nix than maybe not being able to execute and hit some of those. I'm not saying you want to test that all the time, but I think they're probably confident that they can play that style and maybe not get hurt as much.
But here's the deal is, and I expect more teams to do this moving forward. Like when you look at the Houston Texans, there's nothing about the offense that scares you at all. All right, and you got to feel like if you're the opposing offense, you got to feel like if you can get 21 on the board, there's a really, really good chance you can win the game, right? And when you watch film, do you want to sit back there and die a slow death and let D'Amico just eat you alive, trying to figure out what he's doing and trying to get the ball out and trying to, or do you want to just say, hey, we're gonna have some negative plays, we're gonna have our quarterback's gonna run around, our quarterback's gonna get hit. But we're going to try to throw the ball over the top of these guys multiple times. And if we just land two or three of them, we're going to be in a really, really good spot. I am interested to see if offenses moving forward don't take a little bit more of that Sean Payton approach instead of just sitting back there and letting D'Amico dictate everything that goes on.
Because
right?
They were definitely there. Hit one. He hit Cortland Sutton for a touchdown. They got Harvey for another touchdown.
Well, they had the fella that they seemed to want to target on Kamari last year. They had him a couple of times, but he missed him.
He missed him. And even the pick that Bullock got.
Yep.
There was, if he throws that closer to the sideline, that's probably completed. So, if I'm a Texas fan, I'm like, okay. If you're talking about betting on, let's see if we can get that pressure there or – and Trevor executing with pressure, doing that consistently, I could see them going with that bet. But, Clint, they are in a situation where, sometimes Petrie struggles in that nickel spot in coverage.
Yep.
And then now you're talking about other guys coming behind them. So that is something defensively that will be concerning. And we know defensively any issues are magnified because – your offense struggles, and now your offense is struggling, Clint, with the backup quarterback in it, with maybe your best offensive lineman out of it, maybe your second best offensive lineman out of it. That's the other place. I understand that side of the ball. We kind of talked a little bit about this yesterday, but 713-572-4610, you can jump in on this thought too. If Titus Howard is unable to go, talk about Ed Ingram yet, but if Titus Howard is unable to go, Clint, for you, what would be the move? How would you address being without Titus Howard, your best offensive lineman? Last week, obviously, Blake Fisher went in to the game in that spot, and then when he went into the game in that spot, that also seemed to take away that big, extra offensive lineman package that they like to put out there. You see me, I had to put that wording in there because I was just about to say big package. And I felt like I could feel Tyler just wearing me down.
Deluxe nuts.
Yeah, it is right there. But how would you go about handling the situation of Titus Howard if he can't go?
Well, this is one to watch. This it's less about concern and more about, what does D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caley want this offense to look like? Because clearly, I know D'Amico Ryans spoke in the post game, or maybe it was Monday, and he talked about losing the Fisher package, if you will, when Titus Howard went out, and Fisher had to become your right tackle, your the right tackle that was playing. So you lose that ability to put that additional offensive lineman in there. Clearly, that was a big part of what they were doing. D'Amico, it wasn't a big deal to him when they had to adjust. They just nixed that from the game plan, right?
Yeah.
But it was clearly a big part of what this offense wants to do. It was a big part of the solutions to not being able to run the ball. It was a big part of the solutions of not being able to protect the quarterback. And so clearly, it's what they wanted to do, right? And so right now, you look at it, you go, the right tackle situation is one to watch because Trent Brown is in the building. And if Trent Brown can't help you in this scenario and allow you to have a more veteran player that, quite frankly, is more talented than Fisher, play right tackle, and then allow Blake Fisher to continue doing what he's been doing, and that way you've got your total playbook open, and you've got the advantages and the answers that you felt were really important over the last 2 weeks available to you whenever you want to use them. To me, that's the part to watch right there. If Trent Brown can't help you in this situation that you're in right now, we might as well chalk Trent Brown up to another Caserio miss.
My concern, and I wonder how much, because you know this much better than I do. My concern is, all right, man, literally putting in a veteran – But putting in a guy who has not played in any level of game situation all season, right? He wasn't active during the preseason, so he didn't even get any work in the preseason. Hell, I don't even think he got any work in any of the practices. And maybe he's been practicing now, but the thought of, man, that guy hasn't played in over a year, and that's something I would wonder to be concerned about. All right, that's the injury report, and we will hopefully hear from our guy Mario Edwards Jr. He'll join us coming up next as we continue right here live on the
Drive. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off FM 2920 in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, it is a Thirsty Thursday, and it is bringing us not only just at Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light as well, as they help us put this on each and every Thursday. Bud Light Girls should be out here at some point to help you enjoy yourself out here. God, that didn't work either.
Yeah, you really struggle with that delivery, don't you?
I'm gonna start writing this down. They will help you enjoy yourself as well here.
I mean, you're not lying.
In the same fashion that we will attempt to. So,
well, I don't know about that. But maybe a different fashion.
I don't know. It's similar. Come on out here. We're in Tomball. And having a good time hanging out here. So we'll be here till 6 o'clock. TV's all over the place. Thursday night football tonight. Team that the Texans just played, the Denver Broncos, are playing the Raiders. You can watch that here. There's NBA you can watch. You can do it all. TV's everywhere. It's a great spot to come and do that. They got that little as you love, Tyler, those little wing specials on the on the non-traditional wings, the old boneless joints. They got a little special on that here all day long, so you can take advantage of that. And you can win prizes as well. If you're in the building, go ahead and grab a ticket, put it in our raffle box. You got a chance to win gift card to HEB as well as a little mini projector. You can take that home. We will hook somebody up with that. Shea is right there ready to help you out if you need it. Mario Edwards Jr. will join us here coming up soon. Defensive lineman for the Texans. We'll get his thoughts about this this past weekend and getting ready for Jacksonville. As we talked about it, some people on the text line, YouTube and Twitch, were wondering about your thought about bringing in a guy who hasn't played all season in the fold. And especially with the game and your season on the line, to bring in a guy who hasn't played all season, that that seems like a scary thing for some people here on the text line.
Well, look, when you lose your right tackle, who is your best offensive lineman, odds are the guy that replaces him hasn't played much football to date. We just happen to be in a position where Blake Fisher is an option, but because he's played a little, he's played like 10 snaps, you know, before having to play full-time right tackle, you feel better about that? After watching the training camp that Blake Fisher had, I mean, he was the highlight of training camp, and from a negative perspective, a good chunk of camp of what's going on with Blake Fisher. You feel real comfortable with that? Look, when you lose a right tackle, the odds are the guy behind him, you're not going to feel great about. I'm just – my point is just – it's simple. If Trent Brown is not in the building – to be an answer in a situation like this,
what's he in the building?
Then what's he in the building for? What is he active for? He's been practicing. He's on the active roster. I mean, he's on the roster. He's inactive on game days. You know, what's he here for? And so that's all. I think it's something to watch.
He could fill one of them roles. He could fill the right tackle role, or he could fill the, hey, we still want to have a sixth offensive lineman, you know, package that we run out there. And can he do that?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, he could do that as well. I mean, I would personally want Blake Fisher to be my,
because he's been doing it,
jumbo tight end. Well, he's a little more fleet of foot. I mean, he could do something. I mean, Blake Fisher's is really a thin offensive lineman. He's a thin tackle. I mean, he's athletic enough. Hell, you could sneak him into a flats during a real pass concept. You could sneak him into one of the underneath the routes, and he'd be fine. I mean, Trent Brown would be, I mean, that'd look awfully funny with the biggest dudes you got out there as a jumbo tight end. But the point is I just think that Fisher jumbo package had it bared fruit. It was pretty productive.
Used it a lot.
They used it a lot. They believed in it. And you got Trent Brown in the building. So if you feel comfortable about what you're doing from a scheme standpoint, you feel comfortable about having Trent Brown in the building, this is a perfect time for him to help the team win a game.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. And obviously Titus Howard isn't ruled out, but with Titus Howard and Jalen Petrie, if you're just joining us, not a great sign that they have missed back-to-back days with concussions. They've already declared CJ out. We know Nico Collins had a concussion in the Seattle game and missed the next game. And the thought is that trend would continue. Remember here, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, as we head to the phone lines, we are joined by our guy. I promise you, I think we were at this Buffalo Wild Wings the last time we talked to Mario Edwards Jr. I honest to God, I believe we were sitting right here at this spot the last time he was on with us. You talked about him, you know, playing with his dad. And he's back with us here. I guess it's a contract. Anytime we come to this one, we talk to Mario Edwards Jr. Hey man, we appreciate you jumping on with us again. I'm just trying to kind of get the feel of where you guys and how you guys are thinking inside the locker room. Do you feel like many fans do that this is a must-win game coming up on Sunday?
I feel like every game is a must-win for us. I feel like we just have to continue to do what we've been coached to do and do what we've been doing all year, which is play together and trust your brother next to you.
Hey, Mario, we were talking a little earlier about kind of the approach that Denver took last week. It seemed like from the press box anyway that they had decided their game plan was going to be drop back and take as many shots as they can and see if they can't land a few of them. And y'all, you know, D'd it up nice. What is the – do you think you might see some of that moving forward, a little bit more of that moving forward, given how good you guys are on defense?
I think it's going to come down to us getting everybody's best, man, whether it's an old play, new play, trick play. They're going to try to find some success to get it against us, but just because how good we do with playing the run. But we just have to continue to play complimentary football on all ends, special teams, offense, and defense.
Mario Evers Jr. joins us. Is that the number one focus this week, what's being preached with Travis Etienne and their run game? Is that the top focus for you all?
Top focus is just playing complimentary football all four quarters and finishing. You know, I think we start strong a lot, and we're a play or two away from finishing the game and getting a dub. So we're trying to finish every quarter and finish with a dub. That's the main focus.
Hey, is there a little extra spice in the air with Jacksonville, knowing it's a division game? Obviously, y'all had some heated exchanges in the past. I mean, is that something that that everybody's aware of in the building and knows this game is a division game and means a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, anytime it's a division game, you know, the juices flow a little bit more, and we know that it means more and it helps us out in the long run. So we definitely know that this is something we got to definitely bring our A game and try to get that dub on Sunday.
Coming up, you're playing Jacksonville for the second time. This is the first repeat opponent that you all have had. Anything that they caught you all off guard with that you guys are preparing for in this game that allowed them to get a couple of plays? Obviously, they didn't do a whole bunch in that game, but they did get a couple of plays. Anything that you guys are adjusting to?
Going back and just watching film this week and, you know, us watching our last game during meetings and stuff, there isn't necessarily something that they did. I think a lot of our stuff was self-inflicted wounds, just not being in the right place, not fitting the block correct way, not being where it's supposed to be, A gap or B gap. I think it's just a lot of self-inflicted things that if we're on our A game and doing what we're supposed to do, we'll win.
All right, Mario, you're the salute to service nominee this week, and this is the salute to service game, obviously, for the Texans, man. Tell us a little bit about your military ties, man, going back.
My sister was in the Army, and, you know, that was pretty big. She's always been real important to the family, and just to have her there and, you know, be able to know how it feels to support someone firsthand in their service has always been big to me. So any chance I get to, you know, support, you know, first responders or veterans, I try to do it and make it my business.
Man, I didn't know 015. I didn't know Rio did such a good job raising y'all, man. Got one in the NFL, got one in the Army, man. He did a hell of a job, baby.
Bro, what's up?
All right, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us, man, and good luck you know, all of Houston is pulling for y'all, hoping y'all go ahead and get in the win column this week.
Thank you for having me, and I pray that we get this win this week too.
All right, that's Mario Edwards Jr. Boy, they need it. And you know, getting back to 4-5 with the Titans behind it, as we talked about it. Like, this has to be the path. Winning these next two games have to be the path, and then they have to go and get a game that maybe they're not supposed to. Speaking of that, coming up, we will hear from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator. And I'm throwing this at you, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. For the Texans to get to the playoffs for the third straight year, when you look at their schedule, Clint, if you think it's going to take 10 wins, again, Seattle had 10 wins last year and didn't make it, they're probably going to have to at least win a game, maybe multiple games that you look at it and maybe they're not supposed to win. Which one do you feel most comfortable with? Like I feel like they're going to – you give them the Titans, the Cardinals, and the Raiders, but then home Bills at Colts, at Chiefs, you know, at Colts – or home Colts – They got a home and road with the Colts and then at Chargers. Which game do you feel most comfortable with them pulling off that they maybe aren't supposed to win? Because I think they're going to have to. I think they're going to have to win at least one or two games that they're not looked at to win.
You want me to answer it now, or you want to? You said tease.
No, I want you to answer it right now.
Chargers.
That's the one. The home one against the Chargers.
Yep.
Oddly enough, I think it's the Bills.
I don't know about that one.
I just think they match up well against the Bills. Absolutely destroyed them offensively last year. That was maybe, Josh Allen's worst game. But I think the Bills are a good matchup for them. Not a great defense, despite what they showed last week against the Chiefs, but not a great defense. Chargers, I hear you with that too. That's maybe another one. But and both of those are home games, so that helps as well. But yeah, the Bills to me seems to be a good matchup for the Texans. At least last year was interesting. We'll see. 713-572-4610. Which game that they're not supposed to win do you see that you're most confident in with the Texans? As they're gonna have to pick off one of these. They're gonna have to pick off one of these to get to the playoffs. All right, coming up, we will hear from the offensive coordinator Nick Caley as he joins. Or at least speaks to the media and will join the drive. You'll hear from him.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off FM 2920 in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, The Drive is live. Thirsty Thursday here on a beautiful day here in Tomball. That's where we are. Buffalo Wild Wings location will be here till 6 o'clock. Thirsty Thursday, your chance to come out, win prizes, and hang out with us, grab some good food and drinks in a great spot on a Thursday. Let's head out to NRG, though, and hear from the man that's got a lot on his plate. No C.J. Stroud, potentially no Titus Howard, potentially no Ed Ingram. Let's hear from Nick Caley, the OC, as he gets ready for a big game against Jacksonville.
When you guys are in those situations and you can't really budge them and they're getting penetration, what can you do in the future to combat that and be a better red zone team. Right now, I think, you know, it's 31st.
Yeah, not good enough, obviously. You know, be able to, you know, every week, depending on what teams do, we're trying to find the best thing to do. We're inside the one last week. We didn't punch it in. Disappointing. You know, I think everybody, you ask everybody to a man, like, we get it, we got to get a yard, you know, and we didn't do that. We didn't execute. We hurt ourselves with penalties. So we got to be better, starting with me, starting with our staff, starting with all of us. Players, we got to do a better job of that. You know, those are points at stake there. And talk about trading field goals for touchdowns, and cumulatively it adds up, and, you know, we want to be better than that. So pretty straightforward there.
We hear the word a lot with not just you, but football coaches in general. The best you can, what does execute mean?
Execute means doing your job, okay, the way you're supposed to do it, with technique, with precision, and with great effort, and the way it's supposed to be done. And so penalties, poor technique, you know, mental errors fall into those things. That's what it means.
Is there, like, because it feels like, what if the process up to setting them up to execute is not in check? Because a lot of times it feels like it's almost like excluding the whole practice process, to where they got to do what we say they got to do. And
yeah,
stuff.
No, I take accountability for, if that's what you're implying. I take accountability starting with me on this. It's the entire operation. So we've got to do a better job. We got to, you know, find better ways to ultimately get the ball across the goal line. I understand the intent of what you're asking, but you're asking me about execution physically. That's what it means. We also have to put ourselves in position to be able to find different ways to score. And so, you know, it hasn't been good enough. I definitely agree with that. No doubt about it. And, you know, that's the quest, is to do that for sure. For the, it's a whole thing. Yeah. It's how you practice. It's how you. And then ultimately, when you get an opportunity for 60 minutes on Sunday, you got to go. You got to go. It's how you approach that, for sure. For the, it's a whole thing. Yeah, it's how you practice. It's how you approach everything. And then ultimately, when you get an opportunity for 60 minutes on Sunday, you got to go. You got to go do it. And haven't done a good enough job of that. So,
Coach,
yes, sir.
You all have, you know, multiple weeks been rotating the offensive lineman, the Lakin Thompson, Juice Scruggs, out of the left guard position, and what is the difficulty in doing that, the same exact thing, like when you have a player like Christian Kirk,
yep,
Jalen Noel, and, you know, 1 week, of course, with Christian being out, he got all of these touches, and then the next week, you know, his routes and targets, they drop. How do you back, well,
you try to find,
out?
I think, you know, you try to find balance. That's the question. You know, was it, you know, is it perfect? No. Do some games dictate in situations in different groupings that you might go a different way? Sometimes it happens like that. We, you know, we have a lot of confidence. We talked about the depth of the receiver position. We've got a lot of confidence in all those guys. So we try to create balance, so we're not wearing anybody else out. We feel good about the depth of the outside to inside and the flex guys, and just trying to, you know, obviously get whoever we can out there that's going to help us from week to week. And you know, sometimes it gets a little more lopsided than you want, and sometimes you get it closer to how you envision it going into the game, but nothing's perfect. And, you know, we're always striving to get our guys involved. We got everybody at the game. We're going to try to use as many people as we can to help us. So,
to get Jalen Noel more routes and more offensive snaps, and kind of, do you hope to this game or more games going forward use him more?
Yeah, no, I mean, we love Jalen Noel. Like, we plan for him. He's got a role in our offense, and, I mean, he'll continue to do that. And he's done a really good job for us, and he'll continue to do a good job for us. So, again, it's, you know, sometimes it gets a little lopsided, but it's not due to the fact that we have less faith in him versus somebody else or anybody else. We have a lot of faith in those guys, especially Jalen, too.
Going into the Broncos game, Sean Payton was praising the defense, you guys' defense, saying it's week 9, so the DNA is the DNA.
Yep.
What is the DNA on the flip side of this offense, and what about Sunday's offense that we saw? Would you say, to make your argument, that that's not the DNA of this offense?
Yeah, what I would say is, you know, a physical outfit that wants to run the ball downhill, okay, starting with that, with changeups, okay? We did not run the ball well enough, okay? I would say that starting off. And then we've shown the ability to drive the football, okay? We haven't been able to finish well enough, which has been disappointing. So we've got to do a better job of that again, starting with me, standing here, okay? And you know, we own that.
Most of the good things that you guys were able to do on Sunday would happen on the earlier downs. You had a lot of success on first and second downs. Of course, you know what the numbers are for on third down.
Yep.
And specifically in the red zone. What's working for y'all on those early downs, and then what's not working for y'all in the later downs? I know you had a fourth down conversion, but the later downs and specifically in the red zone.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think we've shown the ability to be able to hit our double teams and be able to move the ball throughout the year and have good moments where we have run the ball efficiently. I think what has hurt and hindered at times is when you get into longer yardage situations, and that could be not necessarily due to the run game. That could be, you know, swinging and missing on incompletions and being backed up in early downs, which gets you to second and 10 pluses. And then you get into long yardage situations in third down, and that's a tough way to live. You know, so trying to be able to get us into third and manageable or skip third downs is always what we're trying to obviously do. So it makes it a heck of a lot harder when you're you know, not able to be as efficient on first and second down, to answer your question.
What does Davis do well at the quarterback spot, and where do you have confidence in his game?
He's a pro's pro. He's really smart. He approaches every single day with the right attitude. He's locked in, and he handles everything. Operation, he's into the game. He's into the game plan. He studies football. I have a lot of faith in him. He's been awesome to be around. Took a lot of reps, obviously, in the spring. So this week will be a great opportunity for him to obviously get the bulk of the reps. But I have a lot of faith in him. I mean, he's sharp. The mechanics of playing the quarterback position, he does extremely well. He's a competitor. He takes a lot of pride in it. Has great rapport. He's a good communicator. And he's got good talent. He can throw the ball. He's played the game. He's played plenty of football before. So, and we're lucky to have him, and I'm excited to just continue to work through the week. He's done a really nice job.
You are listening to Texans offensive coordinator Nick Caley.
Calling games from the beginning of the year to now. Where has there been growth or change? Have you said I had to do this differently?
Yeah, I think really just trying to find, you know, different ways to be able to try to get us over the hump. I mean, every week we're lifting up the hood and trying to look and see what can we do differently? What can we do to help our guys out? And that'll continue. I mean, that's going to continue whether you're having success or you're not having the success that you would like. So I would say, you know, trying to get out of get back on track situations and staying in fewer of those. And then when you're in those, you know, how are you going to combat those? How are teams approaching those different situations? Some teams treat second and call it 10 plus differently than other teams. So just trying to be able to have opportunities to be able to move the ball through those zones. And I think just working through that process with our staff and with our players to be able to, you know, continue to be more efficient just in general terms, honestly.
How much of the process that you just described is altered by the health situation with the offensive line? Obviously, y'all had to try to change things on the fly with the tight end down. Now you got a whole week to prepare with the possibility of him being out. How much of that exact process is changed or altered, kind of given the situation?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to ever make excuses. Like, it's our job. It's the National Football League. Like, we've got to find a way to move the ball, and we got to be able to find a way to score. So you're always mindful of where you are personnel-wise, you know, who's playing in what positions, just in general terms. Does it affect protection? Does it affect run game? I mean, it could affect those things, you know, from week to week, whatever. But we've got a group of guys that have worked, you know, quite a while and have a lot of time on task through the spring, through training camp. And our job's to adjust. And that's what we get paid to do, is to adjust and be able to find a way to play our best football when we kick it off on Sundays. So we're you know, spearheading straight ahead and trying to get that done.
Two different fronts, one playing through an injury or a couple of injuries, but also getting some down the field in terms of Dalton Schultz and what he did for you this past Sunday. What did you think of what he's been doing?
Yeah, I didn't understand your first question. I'm sorry.
Played through some pain. You know, had a couple of injuries he was on the report for, and then wound up playing well. What did you think of what Dalton did for you, what he's done all year?
Yeah, he's a pro, and I have a lot of respect for Dalton Schultz. I mean, he gives you everything he has every single day. He's in here from sun up to sundown. He cares. He gets treatment for his body. Like, it's the National Football League. No one's feeling 100% or even close to 100% at this point, but he handles everything the right way. He studies the game. He plays his ass off. I have nothing but respect for him and how he approaches the game.
The thought process of going for it on your last possession, kind of take me through that if you don't mind, and then do you regret kind of the way it obviously unfolded, but the way you
worked? Yeah, trying to obviously get you know, a quick completion to get the drive started and basically get into our 2-minute situation. That's what we were trying to do. Didn't execute it well enough and stalled out, and that's not what you want to do. But trying to get quick completion to get us going, get in rhythm, be able to get on the ball and get into our offense where we can get our cleats in the ground and be able to run core plays. That's what we were trying to do.
Yes. You know, when you see, like, CJ, a guy you obviously have a relationship, have the injury that he had, you know, I just wondered, does that, not that the play had anything to do with it, but does that perhaps maybe change your approach to how you might use him? Does it make you think about it at all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I have a lot of trust in CJ. It's unfortunate, you know, with him, what happened. And I think from my standpoint, I think we're always trying to talk about being mindful for player safety and stuff like that. We always talk about that. So being smart when you are scrambling and stuff and doing the best that you can. And obviously you didn't see that coming. So we just try to educate those situations and, you know, the same way you're coaching on the other side of the ball to be able to protect guys too. But yeah, we'll always talk about being smart. We'll always talk about when you need to slide and all those things. And he's done a really good job of that. Like, he's very mindful of that, and he's a competitor, and he's utilized his legs and done a good job and been smart with the decisions that he's made.
You're, as an offensive coach, what are your thoughts on the league's rule that the defender is having to protect his prey, if you will, and the prey is kind of going down with it, like, just the rule itself? What are your thoughts on it, and can you fix it and help it?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on any league officiating or get into that whole world. I think player safety is big. I think that it's important, and I think that, I'll leave it at that.
Some late turnovers decided the game the last time you guys played the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Just kind of what needs to happen to avoid those against an opportune defense like that?
Don't turn the ball over, man. Like, simple as that. They do a really good job. Mix a lot of zone coverages in. They have a lot of sets of eyes on the ball. So, if you're not precise, if there's tips and there's overthrows and things like that and loose balls, then they capitalize. They pursue the ball. They're very well coached. So being able to take care of the ball, we've made progress in that area. We got to keep making progress in that area and be mindful of that. But they thrive on those things. And got to be smart with the football, for sure.
All right, there it is. There's the OC, Nick Caley, as he speaks to the media. And I think there's a few things to react to what Nick Caley had to say. You can send your thoughts in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. We'll react to Nick Caley as we continue live on a Thirsty Thursday. We're out in Tomball. Buffalo Wild Wings, make your way out as we ride through here on the drive.